The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Never done anything illegal, immoral, unethical. And, you know, I mean, I think when the end of the day, all that will show itself and we'll be in good shape. You know, I'm excited about coaching again. I really am because, if you lose your dog, all of a sudden – you know, you're looking around hollering for him. You'll stay up late at night looking for him. And, you know, I've lost my dog. My dog's football, and I'm ready to go find it again. You know, my plan is to be in it in December. You know, I mean, well, when things come about, you know, normally November, December in the college level, hoping to land another job and then, you know, go benefit a lot of people that have benefited me over the career.
That was Art Briles. Does he seem a little bit delusional to you? And we may have the best Shaun White story in the history of the world to tell you about today. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. No A.J. today. He'll be back tomorrow. John Lee, the Master, returns. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. Today, it's at Barry is Funny, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday when everybody's usually in a bad mood because nothing great ever happens on a Tuesday. And I know the weather sucks and people can't drive in the rain, so just relax. We'll get you home because we have Barry Laminack here to fill in today for AJ, who will be back tomorrow, and I'm sure will regale us with tales of his fighting in New Mexico to get ready for his big brawl. What's going on, Mr. Laminack?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Fan-freaking-tastic.
Yeah, I've been following AJ's travels. He already got knocked out by the airlines. It's not looking good at all.
Yeah.
He's running mountains and flights delayed and... Yeah, he's having a hell trip, so he's going to be angry.
Yeah, that'll be good. Angry AJ is a good thing.
Oh, always, yeah.
Maybe he'll turn into angry East Coast radio AJ again.
So. Go a little old school. Yeah. I flew up to Minnesota, man, on Spirit Airlines. Surprisingly, no problems. I was expecting bad
expecting
things.
The worst.
Oh, God, I've heard nothing but bad things. Yeah, I was kind of mad. I didn't even get to come back with any hacky comic jokes about Spirit Airlines, so I was disappointing.
Yeah, my wife actually used that to come meet me in Vegas one time when they sent us out for the fights, and I just took all her luggage.
Right.
And so...
Yeah, because you don't want to... It'll cost you $8,000 if you... Yeah.
And so she wound up doing it for like $80 or something ridiculous.
Super cheap.
And she's a little person, so she's not a little person, but she's small,
right. Yeah.
So the seats didn't bother her, and she had nothing but good stuff to say.
Like, yeah, I was surprised. Go figure.
But it won't be for me.
No.
So... No. You know, Delta has a lot of direct flights to that Minneapolis. That's how
they
fly to get to Canada, yeah.
Yeah, if their systems work.
Yeah.
That would happen to AJ?
Well, no, I think he apparently all the flights were delayed in Dallas because he flew American.
Oh.
And apparently the one flight that wasn't delayed was his flight to New Mexico, which was taking off as he was sitting on the runway in Houston, apparently.
That is hilarious.
So I can't wait to hear about all that.
Oh, he's going
to
be angry.
So, man, we got a lot of stuff to get to today, yeah. And always love having Barry on the show. This is it's fun for me when guys like Jerome fill in, guys like Barry fill in, and Liebeschock, just because I enjoy doing the show with him. So I like to get out of the way and just let Barry be Barry.
Well, thanks
so
for having me, man.
You fired up for Rock the Mic? You get to be the Turk again.
Dude, that is literally my favorite thing about being able to work at this station is now that we've figured out how to do it. Oh, God, that was so fun last year. Watching the misery and the sadness on those people's faces when they get cut, it brings me so much joy. It's like Christmas in August. It was so great. And that's coming up when? That's not this Friday, next Friday, right?
It'll be next Friday. This Friday, we'll have one more qualifier. This one down in Pearland. And I'm talking to you, Manny. You need to be there because you've been talking about doing this for years. We're coming to your backyard.
Yeah.
But Two-A-Day Sports Bar in Pearland, which is a very cool place. And we've done the show down there before, but it's been a couple of years. So glad to get back down there. And all you got to do is come do your tape. John, have you looked at the ones from last week yet?
No, I just got them today. So I'll look at them today.
Okay, because I think there's one person that I feel really good about.
I was going to say, are there anybody like in the, because there's been three, right?
This will be the fourth. So there's six people already in.
Okay.
We have last year's runner-up is in.
All right.
We have a hyper-hot female Eagles fan who's in.
Oh, wow.
So you'll like that one.
All right.
And but we had, one of our former interns was tried out, and he's very good. So I'll be surprised if he's not one of the two, but we'll see.
Okay.
And, because Jong has to decide. He has to look at these things.
Their fate rests in your hands, Jong?
Sort of.
I help. We help. AJ and I kind of make comments on it and stuff. But the truth is, there's some guys that I know are good that have gone far before. Well, their videos weren't very good. So we went with people who nailed the videos.
Hey, you gotta, it's like radio. You've got to be on every time. If you're going to have a bad show every once in a while, but you gotta nail it when it counts. So
yeah,
bring it.
Little known fact, in the finals when you won, even though I thought you were the best,
you didn't vote for me.
I did not vote for you.
You son of a.
And you know why? Because I was really worried about, from an ethical perspective, because you and AJ had worked together.
Yeah.
That, if AJ had just absconded his vote, which is what he should have done,
right?
Which is what I'll do if one of my friends gets to the finals,
right?
Then I would have voted for you.
Ah, so it was the balance thing.
But I felt like, you know what, this. The only fair way to do this is, even though
vote against the better guy. I see.
Well, in retrospect, the thing I should have done was said, okay, AJ, you just can't vote. Let us do it. And then fine, no problem. Because then it would have been, it would have been unanimous. Because although the guy that finished second, he was pretty good.
He was very good.
And I would like to see him try again.
What was his name? I forget his name.
Chris Cola? Was that who it was?
I think it was Chris.
Yeah, he was good. I haven't heard from him in years.
It was just.
Wonder if he's still alive.
Hey man, I don't know.
People die every day in this city.
They do. They absolutely do.
It's like that million ways to die in the West. People die at the fair. People die at Rock the Mic.
Rest in peace, Chris. I don't even know if I need to say it, but just in case.
Man. We do a little thing at the end of the show on Tuesday, and I don't know if you've... I'm pretty sure you're familiar with Hey Man, Bleep That. I'm guessing you will have something classic for us.
Okay.
So I will. No pressure.
No pressure. I've got 3 hours.
All right, we got to talk about this Art Briles thing first.
Let's do it.
What the hell? I mean, he said he did nothing immoral. Did I hear that right? Yeah.
It's like it's almost like if Joe Paterno wrote his answers from the grave or something. It's like, yeah, I guess Joe didn't either. Maybe just because you ignored it. That's the bad part, Art.
And you're comparing getting fired over overlooking sexual assault to losing your dog?
Yeah. Yeah, that was
football's my dog.
Yeah, that was a horrible analogy because it's like, yeah, when your career was more like the dead dog, not the fact that you love football, but yeah, your career just went Old Yeller, just got put down.
Yeah, you would hope.
I would think, but like you said, he's going to end up somewhere. Oh, I mean,
some one of these nothing schools will hire him to try to get on the map again. And
yeah,
I was joking before the show. I would have to turn in all my U of H gear if he's the guy who replaces Tom Herman when Tom Herman goes off to A&M or Texas or Ohio State or wherever he's going to go.
And isn't it hilarious that you just know that every U of H person out there that is just trashing Art Briles.
Oh.
As soon as
glad to have him back. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Everyone makes mistakes, but they're not saying that right now. But eventually, wherever he lands, those folks will be the ones throwing out everyone makes mistakes.
He deserves a second chance.
Absolutely.
Hey, I'm big on second chances. I think people deserve second chances. But it's just like anything else in life. If I get a speeding ticket, I deserve a second chance for that. If I slit somebody's throat because they pissed me off, probably don't deserve a second chance.
If you ruin people's lives, either by being directly or indirectly responsible for it, you don't deserve a second chance. I'm sorry. This has affected several people's lives. It's just,
Lamont nails it. I wonder if Art Briles can tell those young ladies' fathers I did nothing immoral.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that is a great point.
Jong, how you feeling today? Good to have you back, man.
Oh, thank you. I felt I got that itch in my throat Saturday, and then the itch turned into pain on my on the left side. I know where you're going with this, Laminac.
Sorry.
No.
What was his name? Better.
Oh, that's exactly what I was thinking.
God. Oh, God.
I had to beat you to it.
That is so good.
You just walked into that,
dude,
one.
Like really badly. Oh,
no,
God.
But the tickle in my throat went from my left to the right, late Saturday, and then it went away Sunday. Then Monday morning, a fever hit, and I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Did you tell him he's not welcome back?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
Stay away from those green ones, man. That's going to get you sick every time.
Oh, that's so funny.
But
did
you get Teresa sick?
No, she doesn't get sick very often, so that's a good thing for us.
What's her secret? Why aren't you doing that?
I have no idea. I have better immune system. I'm a sickly person.
Is this a Vietnamese thing?
No. It's a I get sick pretty easily.
Are you sure it's not like allergies? Are you sure you just
No,
don't
it's
have,
not allergies. No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Because my wife was like that for years. We thought she was just like, I don't know, on the brink of AIDS because she was always getting sick, and turns out it was allergies.
I don't always get sick. I'm relatively pretty healthy, but if there's something going around, then I'll get it.
Well, you're just weak.
Leprosy.
Okay. I got it.
He's going to get leprosy.
He's going to get leprosy.
Yeah. Things will start falling off.
Uh-huh.
Did you guys see this tweet from Brett McMurphy about Big 12?
No.
Oh. Guess what their number is up to now? 20.
Of course it is.
Now, I'm going to...
Big 20.
Because we did this last week when we knew there were 17. Then they added somebody else.
I don't remember who the teams were on there now, but I'm gonna list off all these teams that he just tweeted out. Air Force, Arkansas State, Boise, BYU, Cincinnati, CSU. I'm guessing that's Colorado State.
Yes.
Yeah.
UConn, ECU, Houston, Memphis, Northern Illinois.
Northern Illinois.
New Mexico, Rice, San Diego State, SMU, Temple, Tulane, Central Florida, UNLV, and USF.
UNLV?
Arkansas State?
Yes.
What the hell are they thinking?
Well, I think they thought they were calling Arkansas and you got the wrong number. And it's like, oh, Arkansas State. Oh, yeah, sure. We'll talk to you.
It's like a party line because it's Arkansas. Yeah. They still have those party lines where everyone shares the same number.
And they're all related.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
You know.
Yeah. That's funny.
Honestly, in reality, there's about four teams that have a chance, maybe five. And I still don't think they're going to expand. If they do, it would be silly not to take Houston and Cincinnati for television purposes and for every other purpose. And BYU is a terrific program, but they got so many issues there, man. And not just the letter that was written, because that's kind of silly. Not everybody there is a Mormon, but still, I mean, that is what the – but it's – the not playing on Sundays things is a big deal, man, especially for sports
huge.
Like baseball and softball and things like that. So –
yeah, anyway. I could see. I mean, I think the front runners have to be Houston and Cincinnati. Like you said, BYU might be third, but a distant third because of that. But I don't. I mean, UCF and Connecticut and some of the names that are being listed.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense at all.
And I make no bones about being a UH honk, but this isn't the same program it was 10 years ago when you were sitting in Robertson Stadium, and that place was such a dump. I mean, my goodness, the bathroom there, they still had those troughs.
Oh, God, like the old Astrodome troughs?
Yes,
too?
Yes. And
those
are
the worst.
You know, and I mean, they fixed up the facilities. They put money into stuff. And oh, by the way, they've won.
Yeah.
And
they're relevant.
They've had, you know, three of their last four coaches have been terrific until one of them got a little ignorant about rapiness. And then
got a little rapey. And, that'll happen.
And God, I wish Art would just stop doing this. Just say, hey, I you know what? I made some mistakes, but.
You know,
I really shouldn't comment on any of these things other than I'm sorry to the families and, you know, mistakes were made. Leave it at that.
You would think that he would have a PR person telling him exactly what you just said. I'm sorry to the families. I have no other comments. Because if there's nothing we've all learned, it's that in this country, time heals all wounds.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone forgets at some point and eventually, right? Like, the more time that he has to distance himself from this, the better received he will be. But it's just too soon to be talking to the media. Just way too soon.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I like Art as a football coach. And frankly, I didn't have any bad experiences with him when he was at UH. I had nothing but good experiences with him and had a lot of respect for him. But I mean, stuff like this, just unacceptable, man.
Yeah.
And don't drop the nothing immoral on me. That's you're insulting a freaking 3-year-old's intelligence with that.
Yeah.
Robert says they forgot to include Blinn, Texas Southern, and Katy High School.
Blinn?
Yeah.
Ooh, Katy would make a good addition.
Yeah, Katy'd be a great addition.
Better than Arkansas State.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Barry Laminack filling in today. A.J. back tomorrow. Mike said, welcome to The Blitz, Steve from Getney. So you had to explain that one to me. Can you explain that one to the people?
Sure. So I did a read for what I thought was going to be the stream. Michael Carroll said, hey, come do this read for me. It's going to play on the stream. And I was Steve from Get Me. So apparently that's not on the stream anymore. It's on the station.
Oh.
So there you go.
Well done. Well done, Steve from Get Me.
Yeah, thanks, man. It was a short-lived career, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed my time with Get Me.
I'll tell you what. I love those guys, and we're going to be talking about them a lot here on the show. But, you know me. I'm kind of a... I'm all about downtown. I don't like to go anywhere anymore.
Right.
So even if I'm going over to Montrose now, if I'm not riding my bike, like if it's at night, I'm just using Get Me. I don't even mess with driving anymore. It's kind of weird. I was telling Jerome yesterday off air. It's like this weekend, and this happens all the time now. It's like once a car goes in the garage on Friday night, I don't drive it again until I'm on my way to work on Monday.
It's like you turn into a hipster on the weekend, right?
Ridiculous hipster.
Yeah, man. You're riding your bike. You won't go outside the loop. Look at you. You want to get outside of downtown.
When did this happen?
Yeah, you are definitely a hipster, Fred.
And
yeah, you just need like a flannel shirt and a scraggly beard. And
I had the beard yesterday. I wanted Jerome to make fun of it. I let it grow out for a few days because I thought he might make fun of it. And I was going to bring up a basketball player that was way before all you guys' time, except Jerome's. But this guy named Mike Jaminski, who used to grow a beard because he said black guys were afraid of white guys with beards. So I just figured, you know what? I'll try to intimidate Jerome, but it didn't really work.
Do you grow a good beard? Because I can't.
No,
mine is ragged.
No, it's multicolored. It's mostly gray. I look homeless.
Yeah. Mine has like big patches. Like I once had a guy come up to me and go, hey, man, you missed a spot shaving. And I'm like, no, that's literally the only place that it'll grow. Honest to God, for a while, I have like a mole on my cheek, and that was the only place I could grow hair on my whole face was out of them. It looked like my face had a ponytail. It was not cool at all.
There was one time I'd let it grow out too much, and I'd let my hair grow out too much, and I looked terrible, and I was going to a convenience store, and I was holding the dog outside waiting for the wife to come out, and a guy came up tried to give me a dollar. Just like, man, no, trust me, it's not as bad as it looks.
Oh, I'd have taken it. I'm like, that's all you got, man? Come on, I'm hungry. Can you go get me a sandwich?
My dog's hungry. Look at her. Yeah, she's 65 pounds. Yeah, she's missing meals, all right.
Hey, man, I would moonlight doing that. That's a great way to pick up a few extra bucks.
Ryan says, as much as it pains me to say it, Colorado State Rams make a lot of sense for the Big 12. They've been moving in the right direction. I don't see it.
No.
I don't see it at all. The only part would be to try to get back into Colorado, but that doesn't get you – and I think Air Force would be a better option, and I don't think they'll do that either.
Yeah, you got to think long term when you're thinking the moves. Just because the team is having some success right now, you got to think long term. And U of H, as much as I was saying it didn't make sense before the Big 12 announced expansion, at least U of H has gone out and built a stadium, and they're redoing the practice facilities for basketball, and they're making moves that make them a long term consideration. But some of those other schools are just too far behind.
They're putting money into it, and they've already done it. And a lot of these schools are saying, "Well, we will do it because then we'll have money." But
yeah, well, you gotta. That's the thing. You gotta kind of prove it, right? I mean, you gotta show you're committed before someone will take the chance on you.
Yeah, realistically, I think Memphis would be a possibility because I know that Federal Express is trying to sponsor the championship and put a bunch of money into it. But almost every other program has somebody with money behind them.
Sure,
I'm pretty sure Landry's is going to put a bunch of money into it too. So oh,
no doubt.
And who knows else from here? So. I still don't think they're going to expand. I think they're going to talk about this for 2 months and then say, well, we're going to table it.
I think the last time I was on the Blitz was the AJ and I were talking about it, or maybe it was I don't know, but the subject came up, and I said then, I don't think they're going to do it. It doesn't make sense right now for them because there's nothing compelling out there. If the most compelling two schools are U of H and Cincinnati, that's not a huge get for the Big 12, in my opinion. They're already in Texas. Cincinnati is okay, but it's not a huge get for them. So yeah. I don't know.
It's kind of the same thing in Ohio that Colorado State would be in Colorado. You're not the, you know, you're not an afterthought, but you're not really a thought either.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And I wanted to mention something because I think this is a really good point. And I'm not going to say who it was since he DM'd me and didn't want it on Twitter, but you know, the Texans are one of those franchises that goes out of their way to say, hey, we don't take these kind of guys on our team. You know, we don't, they'll take weed guys, which, you know, I'm cool with, obviously.
Yeah.
But they won't take guys who, with violence against women or anything like that. And yet you're letting our brawls walk around your facility and hold court.
Yeah.
Don't you think somebody in that organization would say, hey, you know what, man, this too soon. It is way too soon. And, you know, until the guy's exonerated or something, which isn't going to happen. I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I kind of agree. That's pretty chicken bleep move by the Texans to let him go out there and really he's done this with a few teams. And hey, it's great you want to go visit your friends, but you know, you're going out there and there's microphones and stuff and you know, it's your practice. You don't have to let the guy in. You just have to say, you know what?
Yeah.
Bad idea.
You know what? We don't draft certain players for a reason. I think we're gonna hold our coaches to the same standards, and we just prefer not to see you here right now. Let it blow over. Maybe we'll have you back in a few years. But yeah, it's really weird that they would.
And
let
we kind of want to wait and see how these lawsuits play out.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
just saying. Yeah,
it's a good point.
It is a good point. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. I have a couple of Olympic things that I kind of wanted to have fun with.
Okay.
First off, did you see the chick winning the gold medal by diving across the finish line?
That is insane.
That was awesome. I love that. Of course, she beat the American who was devastated because she was supposed to win. But that was, I like that, man. Sell out.
Dude,
do what you got to do.
Whatever it takes.
Get that medal. But my favorite story is from synchronized swimming.
Okay.
A Brazilian synchronized diving, excuse me, that's even worse. A Brazilian synchronized diving team, they broke up after finishing last, apparently.
Yeah.
They were fighting beforehand. And apparently, the diving team of Ingrid Oliveira and Giovanna Pedroso got into it because Oliveira had, you know, I guess if you're a synchronized diver, the best you can do is a canoeist. But a canoeist named Pedro Goncalves in their room. And she asked her teammate to leave so she could take care of business with a canoeist.
Yeah.
She apparently had to sleep elsewhere. This was the night before the finals. She gets kicked out the night before the finals. Has to sleep elsewhere. They finished last. They were nearly 75 points behind the gold medal winning team. And have agreed to split up. This is what
isn't there some sort of rule that they? I mean, like, hey, if you see a chamois hanging on the doorknob, that means it's occupied. Don't come in. Because at one point, I think they argued about it, and that's when she kicked her out. And from what I read in an article I read, it's just like that. That to me, that's become the story of the Olympics. Is it's all about like it's just this big orgy. It's just sex all the time.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what it is.
Yeah. It's like the Olympic Village is just like a big Eyes Wide Shut movie. It's just
pretty much.
Yeah.
I could tell you a bunch of stories from
really?
Atlanta. Yeah.
Why in the hell wasn't I an Olympian?
Well,
I missed it.
You don't even have to be a great. You could be a canoeist.
Yes. I could have done that. I had a ping pong table for a year. This could have been my chance.
No, you're not Asian. You'd have no chance.
That's true.
But
that is true. A canoeist?
Yeah.
And did you see his picture? I had to, because she's hot.
Yeah.
This Ingrid Oliveira.
A Brazilian diver. She's probably hot.
Yeah. Well, the other one's, she's about a five.
That's probably why she's pissed off is because.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's she gets a canoeist. I can't even get a sailor or anything. This is awful.
Yeah. I mean, obviously a canoeist is nothing to brag about, but but he looked like he was like in One Direction or something. He doesn't look like an athlete at all, but I mean, it's a canoe. Boy Scouts drive canoes. So, do you drive a canoe? Row a canoe.
You row a canoe.
A canoe.
Yeah.
Wow.
You could say she went diving one day too soon.
You could.
Yeah, you could say that.
I'll let you say it.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea to let him say it. Friendly reminder that all the music you hear today, as you know, we're always big on local everything. Today is all local bands. And if you like what you hear, John will tweet out later from the Degenerates 975 account who the bands are and what their songs are. So support your local bands just like you should support your local comedians.
Yes, that's
quick,
right.
Quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 975.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 975. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A couple things from the Twitter line here. Frobius says, Houston and Cincinnati add money to other schools through the TV deals. Nothing else matters in regards to recruiting, etc. And those are your biggest TV markets, and they need to get back in this one. The Big 12 does. I've been saying that for years. Brother Bear says, I play a mean game of Madden. Does that qualify over ping pong? And Risky Business says, tough loss for Canadian women in soccer. Since the U.S. is out, I'm rooting for the country with the best beer. Germany, Canada, a toss-up there. Yeah. I think Germany, better history. Canada's beer has gotten a lot better since they have craft breweries now. I'm not a big fan of
Molson.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny.
Wasn't that like the big Canadian beer was Molson?
Yes.
Ice for a long time?
Yeah, Molson Canadian is their big one. And, boy, you know, as nice of people as they are, you get up there and start ripping their beer.
It's on, huh?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, there was a movie, Canadian Bacon, where John Candy
said, Strange Brew. Said,
oh, and your beer sucks. Strange Brew, I love. That's one of my favorite all-time movies. But it's like, oh, your beer sucks, and then everybody got pissed off at him. And it's kind of true. They get like that because, you know, and then, but what drives me nuts is all they talk about is how great their beer is, and every time I go up there, all they're drinking is Bud Light. And they've got this.
They like the imports.
They've got this wonderful brewery up there that's only 2 years old, and I bring beer back for everybody from it. And John, have you had yours yet?
I have not, but you've given it to me before, and it's good.
Yeah, it's. And I'll go in. The first thing I do when I get up there, I go and buy a whole bunch of it, take it to the lake. And, you know, if I'm going to go play golf, I'm taking, you know, it's a 4-pack. I'm taking it with me. I'll take two of them. But everybody that comes by there is like, well, what is that? Nope. That's the beer they make right up the road here.
Yeah.
And you knuckleheads are drinking Bud Light. No offense to Bud Light, but come on. So they don't even know it's there.
Wow.
You know,
that'd be like a Texan not knowing about Shiner, I guess, right?
Probably a Houstonian not knowing about Carbach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of the same thing. Anyway, but I guess the wife is not going to be happy because the Canadian women's soccer team, she's all into this stuff, man. And I'm telling you, those Canadians, they can be kind of obnoxious sports fans. I'm telling you, they're really big time pro Canada everything.
Well, yeah.
So
I've been to Canada twice, and, what I found is, one, they're all pretty friendly for the most part. But, boy, they're really lax when it comes to their strip clubs. It's it's whatever. There's no cover. Drinks are cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was a complete opposite of the way the U.S., well, Houston and some other places are.
But it depends on where you go. So I hear. It depends on where you go here.
Oh, really? So you hear?
Yeah. Well, I haven't been to one of those places in years. I'm not going to lie. I used to frequent them.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I don't anymore. This was back in the day when I had a day job, corporate job, and traveled. It was, I'll never forget, they had the one I went to, they had an amateur night, which amazed me that one of those places would actually have an amateur night. And it was some Russian chick on stage who didn't speak any English. And she was wearing a trench coat, and she, like, in the middle of her dance, she takes the trench coat off and lays on the floor and starts spreading it out. And I was like, what is she doing? And then she backed up and took off running and slid head first, like a baseball slide across. It was the least sexiest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. I was like, I don't think she knows what she's doing. And she almost fell off the stage. And so I started laughing, and then she got mad and stormed off. It was amazing.
You know what? If you're going to go for an amateur night, just like an open mic night, right? If you get up there and suck.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And she had the biggest pair of panties on I'd ever seen in my whole life. I was like, why are you – those, like, the guy next to me was like, those are the biggest drawers I've ever seen. They were like big granny panties. It was entertaining.
So like bloomers.
Yes. Yeah. God. without the ruffles, but pretty much. Yeah.
I just remember the one I went to was in 96. I was up there for, they had the Breeders' Cup up there, and I was covering horse racing at the time. And this is so awful. We took a gay friend of ours.
Oh, it's the best.
Because we loved him to death, and he just wouldn't admit it to us. And it's like, come on, man. We've known you for 10 years. Come on. And he was so uncomfortable. It was hilarious. But the best part about it was $10 table dances.
Yeah.
And Canadian. Which at the time was like $6.
That's what I'm saying.
And you could sit there all night and not spend any money. It was awesome.
And again, no cover.
Right.
Cheap drinks.
Yeah, they didn't charge strip bar. Well, I mean, the beer is already expensive up there, so that's probably why.
Oh, I don't remember it being expensive at all. It was like a beer was like $5 Canadian.
Yeah,
that's pretty cheap for a strip club.
Yeah, that's about right for what they charge up there. So, I mean, all the alcohol is more expensive. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know.
Taxes and stuff. It's a crazy thing. Hate taxes.
There was one girl that did a candle trick, and she was dripping candle wax, and then there was like a little piece and below the belt, and then she flicked it and it went into my buddy's beer and he didn't see it, and none of us told him. We just let him drink the whole thing. It was horrible. We told him later. He was
You want to tell him later.
We told him later.
You don't know where that beer's been, brother.
No. He was not happy with it.
Well, at least it was amateur night and not professional night, because it was professional.
God really knows. Had something to worry about.
Yeah, that flesh-eating bacteria is probably in there at that point.
Yeah.
Anyway, God, how do we get on that?
I don't know. That's my bad, probably.
713-780-ESPN is your number. So, apparently James Harden, who couldn't make the Olympics this year for whatever reason, is getting into it with people about flopping.
Speaking of heckling,
yes,
right?
Yes.
He got heckled on a basketball
court. Got heckled. But now, crazy fans are crazy fans.
Uh-huh.
But this was an exhibition thing, basically. It's the Drew League. And did we get that, John? Do we have that?
Hey, how many free throws you got, though? How many free throws you got, guys? Hey, Tackle, you flopping, bro. You bloody D-boxing out there, bro. You flopping after you shoot the three, bro. You popping your legs, bro. You might as well sit down and shit like this.
A flop means.
Hell no, James. He hit you? Come on, man. You got to be honest, man. We Boy Scouts.
I love the term "you're Vladi Divakin." If that doesn't sweep the nation, then there's something wrong with this country, because that is a really good. I'm sure it's been said somewhere, but that is so good. Hey, you're Vladi Divakin out there. Oh,
hey, did you see what? No, you're still into MMA. Did you see the John Jones stuff?
No.
That apparently he said on Instagram recently that he expects to be back in the cage really soon. And then Dana White was on a radio show and said that Jones claimed to have found out lots of really good news, and I'm expecting to be back in the octagon really soon, might be accurate. Says it's coming back now that it looks like he did not take the supplement that everybody thought he did, according to Dana. We'll see how this thing plays out. I don't even know if this is public. I don't know if I can talk about it. Well, you are, so.
Yes, a little late now.
Normally, I'll talk about anything, but when it comes to medical stuff, you can't do it. But it's looking like John Jones did not take the drug that everybody thought he took. It looks like it's something else. I'll let this thing play out, and if it's true, and that's what USADA and the Nevada State Athletic Commission say happened, it could look good for John Jones.
What does that even mean, though? Did they was it a false positive on two random samples? Or I don't know what that means. How could he have not taken...
Well, as I recall, and I'm no expert on this by any stretch, I remember them saying that when they do those tests months out, you know, they do them months out for a reason so that they can, you know, keep testing them or whatever.
Right.
And that this one happened too soon before the fight, so they had to cancel it. So I don't know.
Oh, so they're saying that the test that he got popped on was too soon. Well, what the hell does it matter?
Well, I don't know. They're just saying that it might not be what people say it was. So we'll see. I mean, there's not much detail there, but that would be interesting.
You know, my first thought when I hear that, and just knowing how MMA is. It's like, what's going on behind the scenes there? Are there – and I'm not suggesting that the UFC is greasing any palms with the doping agencies or anything, but it just – he's been popped before.
Yeah.
There's precedence there with the mistakes that he's made. It seems to me, just hearing you say it, having not read anything about it, it seems a bit suspicious that all of a sudden the cash cow is
wait till Brock Lesnar tests positive for something other than what we thought he got tested.
Exactly.
For.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he start clearing up, that's gonna be suspicious.
Albert says Harden chose not to go to the Olympics this year. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
So maybe you know what? As much as I'm not a fan of his game, I mean, it's a great game that he has. I'm not a fan of it. Uh-huh. It works pretty well at the Olympics. They could use him. But
yeah, especially when they just won by three.
Yeah.
They squeaked.
Well, that's all right. He's flopping in the Drew League instead. That's all good. All right.
Vladdy Divocking in the Drew League.
Yeah. Vladdy Divocking. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It's your last chance to qualify as a finalist in this year's Rock the Mic. You want to be the next Barry Laminack?
Dreams come true.
Round four of open calls is at Two-A-Day Sports Bar in Pearland. There's two more spots up for grabs, so if you're entertaining, opinionated, and knowledgeable about sports and stuff, come to Two-A-Days on Pearland Parkway just off the South Beltway for round four of open call to see if you have it. Visit ESPN975.com for all the contests, locations, and details. So we have four people in. Two more will be named from the one that we did last week. If you did not make it, this is your last chance. And I was trying to tell people, don't wait until the last week.
No.
You should have come out. It's the third one is probably the one that you would have had your best chance in because everybody's thinking, I got one more week. Or you jump on the first week or you jump on the last week. That's second and third. That's where you had a chance. And people didn't listen to me.
What was there? Yeah. The best opportunity is when most people don't want to do it. And most people think that they can slide in on the last one. And I remember when we did it, though, there was just the one round.
Right. Well, we did it differently. We did everybody came and did videos. We threw all the videos, narrowed that down. Then we did it like three rounds. I kind of like this better.
I do, too. I like that it's spread out because that's the one thing is having to drive clear across town was I think that's why some people didn't do it. But now that it's spread out, there's no excuses. Yeah, if you're not doing it, it's just because you're lazy and you don't want to be famous.
Or you're in Beaumont. I mean, that's kind of a haul for them.
Yeah.
It'd be great to do one over there, but hell, we can't get a bar that wants us over there anymore. So
you got to want it. If you want it, you'll drive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We had a couple people drive from Beaumont for the first one.
See?
713-780-ESPN. So apparently, John told us about this.
Yeah.
John McClain has taken all kinds of grief over almost a nothing tweet.
Yeah. The truth. That's what he's taking grief over.
He just tweeted out, Clowney refused to do interview as he was walking off the field. Maybe I should do it in John McClain.
Do it.
Clowney refused to do interview as he was walking off the field. Maybe he would have gotten injured talking to us.
Which,
that's
pretty good.
Okay. That's bad. There's nothing wrong with that, right? So
no.
Apparently, people are jumping on him for this. I come on, man. No sense of humor.
I think it's hilarious that they would hold him to a. If you or I or AJ or anyone on this station were to have said that in the course of a conversation about Jadeveon Clowney, no one would bat an eye.
No, and you know, I guess they hold John to a different standard. But
why?
To be honest, he's got a sense of humor. He'll drop stuff like that every now and then. Why people feel the need to rip him over? Come on. Anyway, I love
John.
How
did he get so popular? He's got 121,000 followers.
Well,
he's good. He ain't that good.
You think about it, though. He's been covering the NFL for decades.
Yeah, but Twitter hadn't been around that long.
No, but he does TV shows. And he was actually one of the first guys to jump on Twitter. And you know, he does radio shows here. He does radio shows in Tennessee. So he's got followings in both places. He's been on NFL Network. So he's a big deal.
Movie buff extraordinaire, apparently.
I'm sure that the movie people have a lot to do with that, too.
Well, he's got a huge career in movies, so.
Indeed.
Yeah, okay. I'm baffled by that. He's at 121. How many do you have, Fred?
Less than that. Significantly. I'm closing in on like 11,000, I think.
But you're on the air every day, and you're entertaining and fun to listen to, and John's got one funny tweet every 3 years.
And, you know, people want that Texan stuff, man. That's
I guess.
And they don't always like what I have to say about the Texans, and they certainly don't like what I have to say about Coldplay. So that's I found that's how I get
more. Are you taking heat from Coldplay?
Yeah, during the Super Bowl, somebody, and it was just from a retweet. It wasn't even something I said. That makes it even worse. I just retweeted somebody I thought was funny, said Coldplay is like Nickelback with a thesaurus. And so I retweeted
That's
it, and,
awesome.
And I've got all these people calling me a hater and all this crap. Oh, I'm like, are you bleeping kidding me? Your band sucks. Get out of here.
If you're, trust me.
Get out of here.
I would not concern myself with the opinion of a Coldplay fan.
Yeah,
that would be the last group of people that I would worry that if they liked me or not, because they've obviously proven they have horrible taste. So I get to say I caught the same flack last week when we were up at College Station. I just kind of tongue-in-cheek and always do it having fun, but mention about Cowboys fan. And then, of course, the phone line started going crazy and Twitter started hating on me. And it's like, settle down. It's just an opinion. People have them. That's what...
I don't know.
So Coldplay is your hot-button issue, huh?
Apparently.
I like that. That's how you drive traffic to your Twitter now.
Well, you know what? That's what I need to do to get more followers just be more of an a-hole.
Yeah. Works for John McClane.
I need to work on that. Yeah.
I wonder, you think he would have said that to his face, though? That's probably one of those shade tweets.
Probably he would.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. John always, I have no doubt that he would.
Tough guy?
The way he would say it would be funny. You know, sometimes that's one thing you ought to know. This as a comedian, that sometimes sense of humor does not come off on Twitter.
It comes off
as you're being serious.
Yeah,
and we've always joked that you need a sarcasm button or something.
Yeah, a sarcasm emoji.
Yeah, just to let people know.
Or a font.
Yeah, because I'm not going to put LOL on my stuff. It's just not going to happen.
Oh, I do. I'm such a dork. I do.
Yeah, but I'm a 51-year-old man. I can't be putting LOL on anything, God's sakes.
I'm 42 and I still do it. I'm an idiot, though.
Yeah, so. Wait till you're 51. You'll be like, I kind of feel stupid about putting LOL on
Fred, I'm kind of an idiot. I'd probably still be LOLing at 51.
512 says, what does it say about the way his teammates rush to defend him like he's a hurt puppy? It says he's hurt a lot.
Yeah.
So
I don't even think he meant to make that joke, but yeah.
Yeah, Cecil Shorts came back, and so did DeAndre Hopkins, saying how unprofessional that was.
Oh, come on.
Unprofessional?
Yep.
It's a tongue-in-cheek statement about how he's always hurt. How is that unprofessional? That's ridiculous. Are they saying that about everybody that makes comments about it? Because there's different ways to say the same thing. He made it as a joke, and other people have said, if you just say he's injury-prone, it's the same thing. That's ridiculous. They need to settle down.
Those Texans over there have become so butthurt about everything saying about that team.
You know, it's so funny. You mentioned comedy, and the thing is that I've learned is that as long as it's not directed at you, everything is funny. But once it touches on a subject that's near and dear to your heart, then it's not funny. And then it's not okay to make those kinds of jokes. You know, and if John McClane were to have said that about somebody on Andre Johnson on the Colts, not one of those Texans would have felt like that was unprofessional. But because they said it about a teammate, now they're upset. You can't have it. You can't have it both ways.
I'm sure you've had this happen where you're on a roll and you got everybody laughing, and then you say something. My one attempt at stand up, I was just killing it, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I made some kind of joke about what an elephant uses as a, you know, for a self-pleasuring sex toy.
Right.
And I said, epileptic. And the place got quiet. There were like five people with epilepsy there. You want to talk about feeling?
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then just, I'm an epileptic. I'm like, oh, my God. I feel so bad.
Yeah.
That was the end of my career.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't do it anymore.
The worst one I had was I was doing an open mic, and there was a guy up front, and he went up, but he was just sitting there in the audience, and I was like, sir, are you even paying attention? He was old. I was like, are you going to, don't die. You look like you're about to die on me. Well, he left, and I found out later that he was actually dying. That's how he was doing the open mic. And I was just like, well, lesson learned. Jeez.
But, I mean, who would think of these things? You just kind of go and you do your bit, right?
Yeah.
And you don't
just tell your jokes.
And then you realize, oh, man. And it wasn't. If it had just been one person.
That's so funny.
But it was like a bunch of people or in Friends. Some group that it went there. And it was
just some epileptic convention in town and they decided to catch a show.
Oh,
Friends
my God.
Out there just killing it with the epileptic jokes.
No,
These guys are laughing so hard, they're shaking. I'm killing it.
And it was so funny because when I said it, nothing. I mean, just dead crickets, right?
It's the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah.
It really
and
is.
And so I'm like, okay. And then
maybe that joke put him into seizures.
Now that would have been funny.
John, you're going to get a letter. you and AJ, y'all are going to start competing for
it's
who has
no
the most
laughing.
Letters.
I learned the hard way that day.
Yeah,
it's not a laughing matter.
I'm kidding.
It's not a laughing matter. It really isn't.
No, that's not, but the way you did it is. That's the funny part.
Yeah, the fact that I made myself look like a total dickweed.
Yeah.
Couple of things. Labatt says, Barry, because you all are actually 2016 funny. McClain is 1973 funny.
That's true. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Banana.
Oh, God. Mr. Glass. Hello. Oh, God. That's so funny.
Oh, man.
John McClain snitches on players? Is that a thing?
Well, that's not... I mean, he basically, when Arian Foster would not talk to media, he just went to the...
Oh.
Yeah, the pro football writers, I mean, there's rules that are set up. These guys are supposed to talk at certain times. And so when Foster was being kind of a jerk, he went to that.
That's
I don't think that's snitching.
That's having a job to do.
Yeah, that's the thing. And yeah, John's an old school reporter, and to get his information, he's got to talk to these guys. To me, I don't care if they talk to me or not. They can.
Yes, whatever.
Because, in fact, I prefer, and I think AJ does too, and I'm pretty sure the same way, I prefer not talking to these guys. I don't want to get to like them.
Because then you don't feel like you can be honest.
I've always said, man, I have so much respect for Bob McNair and I really like him because I knew him from when he's owning racehorses out at the track and spent a lot of time with him. It's hard for me to rip the guy.
Yeah.
And there's times when I probably should.
And you need to. And I mean, that's part of our job. But yeah, it does get difficult. By the way, I just heard the song. Well done.
Yeah.
I just noticed it.
He's good at this.
Yeah.
Although you just took one of our local bands out of the rotation for bleeping Coldplay.
That's the
Shane
worst.
Bell for you. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.